From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Every border state governor has embraced President Trump's requested deployment of National Guard troops to the Mexican border, except in California, where Governor Jerry Brown remained mum for a second straight day. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, state lawmakers are starting to take stands.
The governor's office says Brown has discussed the deployment twice this week with Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. But other than that, no comment. Republican Senator Joel Anderson says it's a reasonable request that California should comply with, but he's not holding his breath given Brown's past actions defending immigrants.
The governor has made this his cause célèbre. And so I suspect he'll continue to fight the Trump administration every way he can.
Democratic Senator Kevin DeLeon acknowledges California has complied with similar requests in the past, but says Trump's request should be rejected.
Unlike George W. Bush and Barack Obama, whether you agreed or disagreed with their political policies, there never was a sense of this president could provoke a war.
Legislative leaders in both parties are declining to weigh in, citing a lack of information. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
President Donald Trump is again alleging that voter fraud is a huge problem. He singled out California during an event in West Virginia to tout his tax cuts.
In many places, like California, the same person votes many times. You probably heard about that. They always like to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Not a conspiracy theory, folks. Millions and millions of people. And it's very hard because the state guards their records. They don't want to see it.
California Secretary of State Alex Padilla fired back, saying it's sad the president continues to recycle the same old lies. Padilla said Trump's dishonesty and rants dishonor the thousands of local election officials and volunteers who administer our elections with integrity. Our partner PolitiFact has given false ratings to President Trump's claims about widespread voter fraud. Earlier this year, President Trump disbanded a voter fraud commission due to infighting and lawsuits as state officials refused to cooperate. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.